Here in the U.S., attention is turning to South Carolina. That's the next stop for the Republican presidential hopefuls. The primary is January 21st. Who's up and who's down in South Carolina isn't just news here. Many in Europe are following the race closely, and some there are not thrilled with the Europe bashing they're hearing from some of the candidates. From Brussels, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
It was just a small part of Mitt Romney's victory speech in New Hampshire. To the crowd's delight, he attacked what he called President Obama's wish to fundamentally transform America.
He wants to turn America into a European-style social welfare state. We want to ensure that we remain a free and prosperous land of opportunity. Yeah! This president takes his inspiration from the capitals of Europe. We look to the cities and towns across America for our inspiration.
Romney may have been surprised to know that there was a Dutchman in the crowd, and he wasn't delighted by what he heard. Willem Post is an expert on U.S. politics at the Klingendahl Institute for International Relations in the Netherlands. Post was in New Hampshire to get a read on the candidates. In the days before that speech, Post says he actually got to speak with Romney for a couple of minutes.
And I asked Mr. Romney, you know the Netherlands, you know Europe? Yes, I've traveled a lot. I've been many times also in your country. And he said about the Netherlands, well, I love speed skating. I thought, okay, this is a politician who knows Europe well. And then I was there when he gave his speech, and, well, he talked about Mr. Obama too cozy with Europe, with socialist Europe.
Really? Thought Post. The Europe that now has quite a few countries, including the Netherlands, run by centrist and center-right governments. The Europe that's wrestling with its budgets and, as often as not, is trying to solve its problems with privatization. And Post thought,
Mr. Romney, come on. You almost owe us an apology because it's really nonsense.
Mitt Romney's not the only Republican taking shots. Here's Newt Gingrich speaking recently on Fox News about President Obama.
He is in exactly the tradition of the French socialist or the Italian socialist or the German socialist. This is somebody who really does believe that if you're in private enterprise and you go out and you work hard, you're somehow doing bad things.
Experts here say many a European socialist would be shocked to learn that Mr. Obama is one of them. But let's face it, Europe's financial sector is in big trouble right now, and its leaders can't seem to fix it. Still, there's some irony in the current attacks, says Rosemary Hollis of City University in London.
There's this attempt to taint Obama by association with the Europeans at a time when the Europeans are getting a very bad press for having failed in terms of their economic models. But it's their liberal capitalist economic models that have essentially nosedived.
Hollis follows transatlantic issues closely, especially as they relate to the Middle East. She notes that Europe bashing has become a leitmotif in American politics over the past decade. Remember the call to rename French fries freedom fries in the run-up to the war in Iraq because France refused to support the invasion? Hollis says the neocons had a bunch of Europe digs at the time.
The United States is Mars to the Europeans Venus. The United States does war fighting. The Europeans do the dishes after the food has been cooked. And that was all they were good for, because they were gutless, leaderless, and up until then, free-riding on the American military machine.
Most Europeans, of course, are taking these latest statements in stride. They know it's an election year, and that the rhetoric can get, well, nasty. But the tough rhetoric may be pointing toward a quiet but fundamental shift in American thinking. Ian Lesser directs the Transatlantic Center of the German Marshall Fund in Brussels.
Europeans will be less worried about these social comparisons than they will be about the longer-term question of whether the United States is going to continue to pay attention to Europe. The truth is that the real distraction at the moment is Asia. And it is true, I think, that many Europeans are concerned, including at the official level, that the United States is paying more and more attention in foreign policy terms, but also in terms of economics, maybe even culture, to Asia.
As for Mitt Romney, well, he might want to reconsider using the anti-Europe rhetoric too heavily. After all, he spent 2.5 years in France in the late 1960s on his Mormon mission.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
This is from a video Romney made to welcome volunteers to the Salt Lake City Winter Games in 2002. PACs and super PACs that support some Republicans and Democrats are already using this in anti-Romney advertisements. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.
You can see videos of some candidates taking swipes at Europe. That's at theworld.org.